let me just throw out a couple things, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sue, but I'm going to try and translate a little Suez for everyone out there. The pain that you've been having, now knowing that there's nothing physically wrong with you, it's not from the Lord in any capacity to help you have your eyes on Jesus. It just, when it hurts, you go, wait a minute.
And I turn my eyes back to him.
And you do a check.
Yes.
You do you take inventory stock of what's going on with you.
Amen.
So I don't want to give any impression that you're implying that it's of the Lord or from the Lord, or it's not at all. It is a fight that you are engaged in to be delivered completely of that. So I wanted to just make that clear.
Yes, I apologize.
The other thing, and I've heard it a couple times already this morning, Brad down in South Carolina is talking about, you know, fight to believe. And you mentioned fight to believe too. And let me give you another way to look at that, because Christians get into this mindset of fighting to believe. And truthfully, that's not where your battle is. Okay. I was in South Carolina after, I don't know, I was in Vermont living there. I went down to visit my father, Brother Davey, and I was whining and complaining one morning at the kitchen table before leaving. And I was talking about, you know, some nonsense about, well, I was whining and complaining, I don't know how else to put it. Basically, it was me asking for God to do it and me not have to put any work in. And a part of that was, you know, I need to, you know, believe more. And he says, let me stop you right there. If you didn't believe, you wouldn't be here. The battle isn't to believe. So you believe or you don't believe. Okay. It's you believe or you don't believe. The problem is how much unbelief it yet remains.
Amen.
You see, if you've prayed, Lord, be my Lord, be my Savior, if you have prayed that prayer and you have started that walk, there is a spark of belief that exists. Unfortunately, it's covered up with a mountain of unbelief and doubt. The battle is not to believe. The battle is against the unbelief. You see, if you focus, if people and Christians so-called or whoever would focus energy into the battle against unbelief and rest in the fact that you do believe, remember, you're not saved by your faith, you're saved by his faith.
Amen.
Right? So it's not about you believing more. See, if you get into the mindset of that I need to believe more as if that has some sort of impact, then it's back to works again. Do you see?
Amen.
It takes you right back to works again. And it's that vicious cycle that just puts you right back into that place where you've made no progress. It's not about how much you believe, like you have to hit some magic mark. It's not like these, you know, there's a sign in Havasu, I don't know if it's still there, but I drive by it occasionally at this roundabout in town, and it's about how much, you know, people have donated to reach some sort of goal, right? And it's pretty anemic. I mean, they're trying to raise who knows what, and it's like a little thermometer, and it's barely out of the, you know, the round part at the bottom. So it's, you know, it's pretty slow going. You know, it's not, that's not how belief in God works. It's not like once you believe enough and you hit the dinger, it's not like you smack the thing and it zings up and hits the bell and woohoo, you've done it. Because then it would be about what? You doing it. No, 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 no. See, it's about you believe God. And then you war against the unbelief that comes against you. The unbelief that comes against your flesh. The truth is there's nothing wrong with you. All right? So something comes against your flesh and you want to go, oh, it's back. No, there's nothing wrong with me. By his stripes, we were healed. You see, that is faith. That is fighting against the unbelief. That is coming against the enemy that who dare would come against the armies of the living God.
Amen.
That's the different mindset. And the devil has very creatively hoodwinked and bamboozled Christians into thinking they need to believe more, which puts them right back into works righteousness. You can't believe more. You can believe or you cannot believe. What you can do is labor against the unbelief. And as Brother Phil brought up, if you go over to 1 John, he says, what? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Unrighteousness is unbelief. We talked a little bit today, and Sue talked about it, other people talked about it, about being humble. God resists the proud, gives grace to the humble. That scripture that we talked about, Sue, with regards to this whole pain issue was about humble yourself, therefore, to God, submit the devil, and resist the devil. Humble yourself, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Excuse me, that was a bad one. Submit yourself, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Right? I was going to say I was checking on you, but that would be a complete fabrication and untruth. No, humble yourself, submit yourself, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee.
Amen.
See, there's a process there. There's a procedure there. And that's going to look different for everybody. But it's still the same process. You're not going to have any victory resisting the devil if you haven't submitted yourself to God. And you're never going to submit yourself to God if you haven't humbled yourself. So it starts with that humbling yourself. Then you learn to submit. And then when you stand and fight against that unbelief, you will have the victory. Because the victory will be in Christ. There's nothing. What can stand before God? Nothing. And it doesn't have to just be some acute, pain thing. It can be anything. It could be, frustration on what to do about work, or it could be anything. You can go to the Lord. Get what you need and stand in it.
Amen.
And I will guarantee you that when you do that, and then there is this clarity, I don't know how many times, maybe you guys have experienced it, maybe you haven't, but you have this thing and boom, there is clarity. It's like crystal clear. And then all of a sudden, like 15 minutes later, you can't find it because all the what ifs have started to roll in. The clarity is right there. Boom. This is how we're going to move. This is the direction we're going to go. That is it. I can see it. Yes. Praise God. Well, but what if this and what if that and what if the other? And all that stuff. And it's all stuff that on paper looks like it should really disrupt you. I mean, on paper, it really should be. You should really. All of that is the unbelief that the world just piles on you. The enemy piles on you. Your very nature, your carnal man piles on you. And that is the stuff you say, no. No. I refuse to accept any of that. I refuse to live in the great what if. You know, when God gave Moses his name, he said, tell him the I am sent you. He didn't tell him the what if sent you. So the I am, that's a certainty. I am, right? I hope that's helpful. I hope that's useful. You guys don't have to struggle to believe. Look, man, if you're here and have been here for any length of time, there's part of you that believes. Because you wouldn't be here if you didn't. You just wouldn't. There's too many other so-called, you know, ministries out there that would just live their entire existence to make you feel good about yourself and not give you a stitch of challenge and not point out your lack of faith and not point out your pride and not point out those things that, frankly, if you live in them, your road is to hell. Then there's just thousands of opportunities for you to go and have somebody stroke you and make you feel good. But if you're here and you heard the truth and you know what's right, I bet you've got your feelings hurt once or twice or a thousand times. But if you know the truth is the truth, and you're still here, believing isn't your problem. That's not the fight. You got to stop giving place to the unbelief. Brother Davey has delivered some real doozies in the past. And I say that not in a bad way, in a really good way. The golden nuggets of wisdom that are so simple you want to smack your head because you should have thought of it yourself. And one of those is doubt your doubts. See, God's word is true. God's word is sure. God's righteousness is beyond repute. His love is unmeasurable. The Bible says, and forgive me if I butcher it, but in Romans it says that if our Heavenly Father has given us His only Son, why would He not give us all things? What's He going to hold back from us if He'd already give us His only Son? See, these are all absolutes. These are all like in granite, man. They're not changing. And if those be in granite and they're not changing and those things are set and sure and immovable, then anything that comes into your mind to tell you otherwise is a lie. It's a lie. And its sole purpose is just to breed and seed unbelief into your heart. And you can't give that any space. Because it will grow. And it will, unfortunately, probably bear fruit. And it will, if not checked and removed and eradicated, it can overtake you. So don't give that unbelief. Don't give the resentment. Don't give the judgment. See, all of those things are part of that the enemy tries to come and inject into your heart. It'll kill you. It'll kill you. So don't let it. Amen? Don't give it space. Don't allow it a house to live in. Tell it to get out. And walk in faith. Gosh, I was looking the scripture up about, you know, I walk by faith, not by sight. God has been incredibly good to me. Not because of me, but in spite of me. There is no reason on paper for the Lord to have blessed me the way he has. But he has. And I don't say that in a prideful, arrogant way. It's just the truth. God has blessed me and it makes no sense. But he has. And it's all him. It's all him. And I can tell you that if you're looking at things on paper that they just don't add up, that's expressly where God can work his miracle. That's exactly where. That's just primed for him to do something amazing. If you just reject the unbelief. See, what Sue's big epiphany was coming to the realization that it was just unbelief. And she didn't have to accept it. Didn't have to accept it. Then God can move. Get out of his way. All right, I know I've rambled a little bit, so we'll wrap this up. You guys stay tuned for the Texas service coming up here in a couple hours. I hope that all of this is in 1 hour, an hour and a few minutes. Thank you. I hope this has been somewhat useful to folks. I know I have to go back and remember it and engage in the fight. Victory. You can have it.